Good afternoon and welcome to the square here in downtown Mountain Home. Jaron Beavers is with me, and you've got a lineup of talent galore.
We do, Bob. It's pretty exciting. This is the Mountain Home Chamber of Commerce first annual Mountain Hometown Christmas Festival. Lots going on.
Who's going to be performing?
Well, we have, starting at 4 o'clock, we're going to have lovely music provided by Daybreak Quartet, featuring the dazzling vocal talents of Ted and Nancy Roney and Neil and Jill Chandler. So that's going to kick us off at 4 o'clock, right here from the courthouse steps, the west side. And then we're going to follow with the Mountain Home High School Bella Voce Singers. And then later on, we'll have Melinda Calloway and Tim Martin. And finally, we are going to feature some Cotter School Singers.
All right. And then when that's all done, the parade starts.
That's right.
And then the big tree lighting coming up.
Yes, we just got the whole thing tonight, Bob.
We'll be here until 6.
Back here in Branson, Missouri. A lot of action in that first quarter. Integrates Foreman with 7 points early on. Martin with 4 and Kate Gilbert with 2.
Blue Bomber starts the second quarter.
Lady Bombers will start with the ball. Get it into Martin. Bounces it across the half-court stripe. Now to the right side to Gilbert. Gilbert holding it. Now she's going to dribble. To her right, to her left. Working back to the right side. Hesitation move. Gets it to Martin in the right corner. Into Foreman. Foreman, athletic move. Catch the ball, and she puts it home with a hook shot.
Foreman.
Anna Grace Foreman still beasting and feasting down low. Lake Hamilton driving ahead. Wyrick gets the layup to go. And they get the lead right back. 16-15 our score, about 30 seconds into this second period. Martin to her left. Gives it to Payne. Payne puts up the 3. Won't go. Gilbert tips it back. Back to Yates. Addison looks inside to Foreman. She's met by a double team. Martin puts up the 3 off the side of the backboard. Gilbert, the rebound off the window. Good.
Excellent job by Kate Gilbert to stick with it.
As Wyrick puts up the 3, it's an air ball. Gilbert saves it for going out of bounds, and Martin has it. Lady Bombers pushing ahead, currently leading 17-16. Minute passed in this period. Martin to her left. Now dribbling back to the right side, up top to Foreman between the circles, into Yates. On the high-low action, Yates going to go to work. Now she'll bring it back up top, over to Martin on the left wing, into Foreman. Miss Foreman went out of bounds, and Lake Hamilton will get it back. Leah Jackson will check back in, getting Emily Payne a breather. Del Leonard giving his team some instruction from the sideline. Thornton across now. Both teams been playing man-to-man the whole game. Mullenix driving inside, spin move to her right, kicks it out for 3. Sutterfield on the way, won't go. Martin the rebound. Martin ahead now. Emma's going to push it to the right side. Couple crossover dribbles. Feeds it inside to Yates. Yates at the nailhead. To the left side, Gilbert wants the 3. Won't get it. Off the heel of the iron, Anna Grace Foreman comes back in. The official was pointing, but there was a whistle until Wyrick gets it ahead. Euro step pass, Jackson won't go. Yates the rebound. Martin has it on the Branson logo. Now to the left side. Slowly working. Foreman screening across for Yates. Yates posting up hard. Martin picks up her dribble. Over to AG. To the right side, Leah Jackson. Jackson on the floor, down to the left side. Now picks up her dribble back to Gilbert. Kate has it. Now she's going to drive to the right side. Kicks it out. As it's picked off or knocked away, back to Jackson. Jackson's going to drive. Now she picks up her dribble. Martin over to Gilbert. Gilbert just out of her reach. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady Bombers. Couple early turnovers in this period. Lake Hamilton's back on offense. Thornton ahead. That's passed the pickoff by Gilbert. Gilbert pushing ahead to the left side. Spin move, kicks it. Tried to get it to Martin. She got it back. Into Foreman at the free throw line to Emma Martin. Martin's going to drive. It's the screen from Foreman. Missed the layup. Foreman tried to tip it back to herself, but kicked it out of bounds, and Lake Hammond's going to get it back. Lake Hamilton ready to throw in. Thornton will push it ahead. Currently getting looked at by Arkansas Tech, OBU, and Harding. This little player so far as we have a foul. He called on Addison Yates.
Foul called on number 30, Addison Yates. That'll be her first.
Her first foul. As the Lady Wolves are trying to inbound it, they find, I believe that was Mullix wide open, and Anna Grace Foreman said no, sent that spiking against the wall, showing off the volleyball skills. Of course, Foreman a very good volleyball player, in addition to basketball. Lake Hamilton looking again, trying to get it in, missed their target, but went right to Weirich for the 15-footer, was tipped in the air, the official says, and Lake Hamilton will keep it. Lake Hamilton will throw it in from the right lane line. They get it into Thornton. Thornton working, picks up a dribble. They feed Weirich inside, guarded by Foreman. Off the window, good. Guarded by Kate Gilbert. Weirich with a good afternoon so far. Lake Hamilton has the lead again. Up to Yates, into Foreman. Tried to feed her, got it there. Off the window, good. And a great Foreman. They just have no answer for her so far. Great pass from Yates from the free throw line. Thornton with it now. Over to Weirich, 15-footer, splashed it. And this back-and-forth game just keeps going back-and-forth. This is Gilbert now. Gilbert being guarded by Weirich. Fed inside the Yates, about mid-post, kicks it out to Gilbert. Thought about a three, thought better of it. Yates now has it on the block. Going to work, kicks it out. Emma Martin for three. Won't go, tip back, Yates has it. Now she'll pull it out to the three-point line over to Leah Jackson. She wants a three from the corner. It's good! Leah Jackson from downtown knocks down the triple. And gives the Lady Bombers a two-point lead as we have a whistle. As this will be on Anna Martin. That's big. That's her third foul. She'll come out of the ballgame. Emily Payne will come in. Martin Lexi done for the rest of the half.
And back in.
She just picked up her first foul. Into Thornton. Thornton wants the three. Won't go. Rebounded by Payne. Oh, she's been tipped away. Back to Lake Hamilton. Wyrick driving. May got away with a walk. To Higginbottom for three. Rattles around. Won't go. Great rebound by Payne. Payne has it. Ahead to Gilbert. Gilbert now. Leah Jackson wants another three. Won't go. Rebounded by Yates. Yates shot fake. Puts it off the window. Good. Addison Yates gets her first bucket of the afternoon, and the Lady Bombers stretching their lead out. Thornton with it. Driving to the right side. Spin move. Knocked away, and we have a whistle. As they'll give that to Addison. Yes, they will give that to Addison Yates. Her second foul. They can't get the bonus the rest of the half. This is Thornton. First free throw. Good.
Foul number 7.
Waiting on the second free throw. Thornton, 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Second free throw's up. Announcers Jinx strikes again. She missed the second free throw. 24-21, Lady Bombers with the lead. 2:45 left in this half. Gilbert gets it to Jackson on the deep right wing. Now she dribbles inside. Picks up her dribble. Met by a double team. Gilbert has it now. Gilbert putting some moves on. Gets it into Foreman. We have a whistle, and we'll have a foul against the Lady Wolves. Be on number 3, Tia Mullenix.
Foul number 6 for Lake Hamilton.
Her first, team 6. Gilbert will throw it in. Lady Bombers in the stack formation. They get it into Payne. Payne now to the left side. Looking for Jackson. Jackson off the screen. Won't go in. She is called for a walk. Lake Hamilton will get it back. Thornton ahead now to the left side. Mullenix wants the three. Rattle around, won't go. Tipped away from Foreman as Wyrick tipped it away, still in bounds. They get it to Humphreys. Humphreys will now hold it a little bit. Guarded by Jackson. Humphreys still looking. Now to the right side. Over to Higginbottom. Looking for Thornton on the post up. Gilbert got a hand on it. Now she's running ahead. Gilbert off the window. Hit the heel. The iron won't go, and there will be a foul. I believe that'll go on Kate. As she hooked her when they were trying to get the rebound, it is against Kate Gilbert. Her second foul team is eight, and that'll result in some free throws. Minute 48 left in this first half. Lady Bombers leading
24-21. 1-1 for Lake Hamilton to be number one. Higginbottom
will go to the line for a 1-1 opportunity. Higginbottom takes two dribbles. Free throw is missed. Here is Yates with the rebound. Yates driving ahead, gets it to Kate Gilbert. Gilbert pushing now. Now to the right side. Looking for Foreman. Picks up her dribble, still looking for Foreman. Foreman catches on the three-point line into Yates. Yates goes to work. Hook shot with the right hand off the window. Good. A little more shot. Rattled home. Addison Yates with 4 points in this quarter. Lady Bombers leading 26-21 with a minute 20 remaining. Humphreys dribbling over to Thornton. Picks up her dribble. Gets it to Mullenix. Mullenix now looking. Officials counting. Guarded by Yates. Now she puts it on the floor. Over to Wyrick. Wyrick now. Guarded by Gilbert. Over to the left side. Mullenix. Mullenix over to Humphreys. Humphreys now over to Higginbottom for three. It's good. Jenny Higginbottom on the board. Her first 3 points of the afternoon. And the lead is cut to two. I believe they're going to hold for the final shot of the Lady Bombers. Gilbert gets it across the timeline to the left side, right in line with the volleyball line. Gilbert now to her left. Back to the right, back to her left. Couple crossover dribbles. Screen by Yates. Good screen by Yates. They get it over to Jackson, just out of her reach. And it's thrown away, and Lake Hamilton will get it back. .3 remaining in this first half. Lady Bombers clinging to a 2-point lead. Thornton ahead now. Thornton driving to the left side. 16 seconds remaining. Back up top to Higginbottom. Puts it on the deck. Back to Mullenix. Wanted the three. Brought it back down. Over to Thornton. Thornton driving. Back to Mullenix. Mullenix down to five on the clock. Guarded by Yates. Picks up her dribble. Over to Thornton for three. The buzzer won't go. It's rebounded by Gilbert. And that'll do it for the half. Lady Bombers on top 26-24. As we head to the halftime break, we'll have the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show with Josh Fulcher. We'll check some stats, too. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.